Thing.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The National Stockfill Association has urged members of community saving clubs to opt for online banking when withdrawing their contributions. The warning comes as the festive season approaches. Members of Stockfills have increasingly been targeted by criminals during this period. Here's the association's chairperson, Andrew Lukile.
Short term, I think people have to safeguard the areas where they distribute their money. As a norm, people gather in people's homes. So they need to ensure that the distributions of funding in a safe environment where people cannot surprise them by taking their money and those things. I think long term, people have to take a decision as a group beginning of the year or so, especially those who put money in a bank, because the problem arises when on a particular day someone must go physically withdraw a lump sum amount of money, and most people get targeted because the information spreads.
Floyd Shivambu is the Umkhonto weSizwe Party's new Secretary General. The organization announced his appointment in a statement this morning, saying it comes after Sifiso Maseko resigned from the position last week. He's returning to his full-time job at Gauteng Health. The former EFF deputy president left the Red Berets to join Jacob Zuma's political party in August. The MKP says Shivambu's appointment, which follows consultations between Zuma and national officials, is effective immediately. Here's the party's Magasile Mzobe.
President Zuma is confident that Comrade Floyd will be able to build structures and execute the mandate of the office as demanded by the Constitution. President Zuma calls on all members of Umkhonto weSizwe to give the necessary support to the newly appointed Secretary General as he executes his mandate.
The Health Ministry in Gaza says the death toll in the Strip has now surpassed 43,600. Israel's war in the region has entered its 400th day in response to the October 7th attacks carried out by Hamas. Rescuers say at least 13 children were among those killed in the latest strikes on houses in Jabalia. This man's home was among the properties destroyed in another area this weekend.
The war is supposed to stop, not because a rocket hit my house, because that will not help anyone. Because throughout all of history and through all world wars, everything has ended on the negotiating table. The war must end today and not wait for tomorrow.
Officials in Qatar say they have suspended efforts to mediate a ceasefire deal in Gaza. They say it's until Hamas and Israel show they're willing to negotiate. A recap of Ali's story. The National Stockfill Association has warned members of community saving clubs to opt for online banking when withdrawing their contributions. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.